All right, gang, here we are, the Coaching Skills Forum. Woo! And today we are focusing on the skill and the artistry and the wonder and magic of celebrating in our coaching. And I just, it's a great day. So we'll figure out why. But in any event, this is the Coaching Skills Forum. For anybody who is new or listening to these recordings or you just plumb forgot how this all works, I'll kind of go through really simply. These are forum generated. This is where we all collaborate and create the wisdom and the brilliance of these calls. I truly believe there is nothing else like this out there that is this rich and deep and collaborative. Speaking of celebrating, I celebrate each and every one of these calls and each and every one of the coaches that get to be on these calls and share. So if you're listening to this recording live, please do yourself and do us and do all the coaches who will listen to the recording a favor and get on these calls live. They keep getting better and better. And I think, I haven't counted recently, but I'm estimating we're somewhere in the region of about 150 all told of these calls, somewhere around that, and it's just amazing. That said, if there is noise going on around you, press *6 to mute. Otherwise, please keep your line open so that you can join in and jump in on the fun. And if you do have something exciting to say and you are muted, it would probably be a great idea to unmute by pressing *6 again. Otherwise, we won't be able to hear you talking, and we would love to hear. So, if you're calling to get credits, these calls have been approved by the ICF for CCEUs, that's Continuing Coach Education Units, to renew your credentials. Here's how it works. If you are on the call live, then you will get a core competency credit. ICF says, got to be live, got to be interacting, then you get the core competency credit because these are targeting our core competencies and our coaching skills directly. And, however, if you're listening to a recording, then these would automatically be reverted to a resource development self-study credit. So you still get credit, just which kind depends on how you're getting this information, live or recorded. So when you're ready to get the credits, somewhere on this call, a password will appear. Not at the beginning, not at the end, it's somewhere in the middle, and we do this to help encourage us to be more active in listening and engaging, and we'll actually create the password ourselves as a group. So when you get that password, make sure you write it down, and then at the end of the call, go and visit coachingskillsforum.com. This is where you'll see a list of all the upcoming calls, and I'm getting ready to post and list everything for next year. We're getting that time, posting for 2015. You'll also see a list of the pretty much almost 150 archived calls that we've done, so you can go back and listen to this topic and previous conversations and hear how they were different and new things that were brought up, so you can even deepen and enrich that learning. And you'll also see options to purchase your credit. We do this so that we can keep the calls free for all coaches to enjoy and learn and grow from. And if you want credits, then you just pay for it. You can either get a single credit, or you can purchase the 6-month membership, which means you then have unlimited access to all live calls and all recording calls for a 6-month period. However many you want to cram in, go nuts. It's pretty sweet. Coaches load up a lot of stuff that way. And please make sure that you provide not only the password, but make sure you get the proper date, because as I said, there have been other celebrating calls that we've had in the past, and I want to make sure you get the correct credit. If you're getting a live credit, please send in your request within the next couple of days. Otherwise, it's then a safer assumption that you're listening to the recording off the website. So just to keep it clean, send in your request for a live core competency credit as soon as you can. Ha-ha! Lastly, speaking of celebrating, I'll throw in a quick little plug here. I'm starting up another round of the Fast Pass to Masterful Coaching, and this is an exciting class that's getting bigger and bigger and better, and it's all about advanced masterful coaching skills and techniques and development. And there's not a lot out there that takes where we are as coaches from where we left off in our training and our current experience and help us to focus and deepen and strengthen and really discover the artistry and performance of coaching. This time, we're actually doing a double time. Calls are every Tuesday and Friday afternoons, different depending on where you are in the world. And we're accelerating this so that if you really are needing credits, you can get 34 before the end of the year. But if you're listening to this later, this series continues on throughout the year, so keep checking mastermycoaching.com for more information of the latest dates. Okay, now, looks like I think I covered all the basic details. We need to jump into, it's so funny, I'm like out of breath. I think I'm just so excited. I'm finding myself panting and gasping. I don't know why. Okay. It may be the coffee speaking, I don't know. So today we're going to be talking about celebrating and how it shows up in our coaching. And I'm going to start off with a basic definition. We're going to then take it from there. This comes from the Coactive Coaching book. They had one of the things that started this off in the whole thing in the first place was they had a glossary of coaching skills in the back of their book. And so I took that as my original model. I have since added to it and really flushed it out and found more things to add, but it still has been a great beginning resource. So their definition is as follows. Celebrating fully honors whatever the client currently experiences him or herself in life. I'm going to repeat that because I think I goofed it. Celebrating fully honors wherever the client currently experiences him or herself in life. The coach uses this skill to deepen the client's appreciation of his or her own successes and failures, disappointments and wins. Celebrating is not necessarily about cheering. It's about bringing attention and acknowledgement to the client's process. And then they give an example. You failed to make 10 cold calls this week. I celebrate your failure.
Yeah, go out.
Or, hooray, I celebrate your success of getting a new client.
Wait.
Yep, wait. All right. So that's the basic definition. And I know that there's much more to it than this. So I want to throw this to everybody here on this call. You amazing, brilliant coaches. Each and every one of you worth celebrating. And let's take it from there. What is it? What we're talking about celebrating and coaching. What the heck does that mean? Anyone want to help out here?
It certainly takes it out of the realm what it isn't. It takes it out of the realm of just rah, 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 you did it, you know, whatever. And we're so, I don't know, it seems like sometimes we only celebrate or we tend to celebrate when we've, like, accomplished something or done a goal. And it seems like to me that this definition is talking about awareness, that it's deeper than that. It's different than how you might normally think of celebrating. I'm going to let you take it from there.
Yeah. Thank you so much for going right there, because you're right. It actually is. It's more than just, hey, great job, you're wonderful, we love you. It is. It's like awareness, deep, powerful awareness. Awesome. Nice.
Terry, you know what's so amazing about that is whatever we're aware of, and whatever we have positive energy for is what we continue to manifest and magnify in our life.
Mm.
Awareness
mm-hmm.
is the core of, you know, of manifesting of what our life begins to bring more to us. So by celebrating in a positive way, no matter what has happened, that's just going to bring more positive. And that's an amazing definition.
Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah, I love this. It's funny because I hadn't really, in all this time, I hadn't really looked at celebrating as a technique and tool for awareness, but it makes perfect sense.
What's the definition, right?
Well,
I mean, no, I'm not saying it.
Apparently,
no,
I don't read too good.
I didn't want to say anything about you. It's just like the ahas that are popping out by the fact, it has anything to do with what you read, but the ahas that are coming from just the fact that we've gone back and read the basic definition.
Well, yeah, because the definition says it fully honors wherever the client is currently experiencing their life and deepen the client's appreciation and bringing attention and acknowledgement, but it doesn't say awareness, and yet that's exactly what we're talking about. I love it.
This is Donna DC, and I think it's also about allowing, and that is, in addition to aware that we can celebrate, it's allowing ourselves to acknowledge the good, the positive, any milestones or achievements, and too often I think we may overlook that.
Yeah. Well, it is certainly for some, and probably for many, that it's really easy or uncomfortable. It's easy to overlook, or it's uncomfortable to be in that space of acknowledging and celebrating accomplishments, let alone celebrating failures. I mean, they actually say in the definition, celebrating failure.
Uh-huh.
That's ridiculous. Why on earth would we celebrate failure? And actually, because you even brought up, you know, well, but we're giving attention to it, and that's manifesting. Wouldn't I be manifesting more failure?
Not if you're looking at the lessons that you could potentially learn. Not if you're looking at it as an opportunity to do better.
Ah.
Or to identify where it needs, you know, what area needs more focus or whatever.
Yeah.
And the other thing I wanted to say about the awareness piece is that if you celebrate it, once it comes into your awareness, then you have the opportunity to internalize it. And so that internalizing piece is so important because, you know, for years, people have heard, individuals have heard criticism on the things that they haven't done well or they haven't whatever, and they've heard those things out loud from different caregivers or different bosses, supervisors, whatever. And so to actually really draw attention to and celebrate the positive is kind of nullifying. It's doing what's been done from the negative aspect, but it's doing it about the positive. And I think that's really important. So.
Yeah. It's interesting because I find this so fascinating that there is this thing about celebrating failure. And I'm wondering, is that in fact what we're doing? Because you even just countered with, well, but it's actually the lessons that we're learning. So are we celebrating the failure or are we celebrating something else?
I would say something else, but I don't know. What do they say?
Well, they, you know what? I don't care what they say. Because let's be honest. This definition was cranked out about 15 years ago, if not longer. And I think we've discovered more about coaching since then.
Okay. Well, some kind of enlightenment, you know, something we haven't thought about.
Right.
Thinking.
Well, so what they do say is the coach uses the skill to deepen the client's appreciation of his or her own successes and failures. Even then, it's not celebrating the failure, it's to deepen the appreciation of the failure, which is an interesting wording.
Jen, it's Catherine. I would say it's celebrating the effort.
Ah.
You know, when we have a coaching agreement, we talk about what their objectives are and measures of success. And at that time, the measures of success are sort of set. So if you achieve those, that's a logical way to celebrate, right?
Yeah.
The measures are achieved. Let's celebrate. But the lack of achieving those measures is tied to still effort. And without effort, there's no success possible.
Got it. So it's not, if I'm hearing this right, it's not necessarily, hooray, you failed. Wow, that's so fantastic that you're an idiot loser. Wow. It's actually, it's reframing it and finding there's something in here that's being overlooked that is worth celebrating. Failure happens.
The lesson from the failure, what did you learn from failing, and what are you going to do next?
Yeah.
Differently.
Well, and this is Deborah. It's not just the failure for us. It is the failure for other people. Many times I have gone through a really hard time in my own life, you know, maybe losing my mom, and through, you know, that feeling of failure that, I now no longer have my mom. There's this hole there. I'm able to share my failures with others so that they can benefit from them too, not just
yeah.
me.
Oh, it's the same here. I think also when we fail, it's important for us to, to still love where we are, to appreciate where
yes.
we are. And I think that's really important. So when we're celebrating, I think it's celebrating just who we are and being in that place of choice.
Yeah.
Kind of like drawing in the humanity, you know, that recognizing that we're human, all, every bit of us, not just the parts that are quote-unquote acceptable to others or you know, not just the pieces where we perceive that we succeed. It's also, it's exactly what she said, and that is our humanity. And that's also what ties us together with other people. You know,
I love where this conversation is going, and I wanted to grab something quickly, because when we're talking about failure, most often, maybe always, but most often, we're talking about something that happened in the past. And when we hold on to that failure, we're holding on to that past that we can't change, that we can't create, anything like that. But somebody so beautifully mentioned about, like, where you are now, celebrating who you are now, in the present, and in this moment, which is certainly beautiful.
And this is Terry. Could it also be about not judging? Because have you ever noticed sometimes when you think something was really great, it turned out actually not to be such a good thing, and then something you thought you did that was a terrible failure actually, in given a little time, turned out to be a really good thing. So could it also be about not judging whether something was, you know, the Chinese and the Asian, you know, they're very good about not judging, because you really don't know if the thing was really a failure. You're just judging it in the moment. Maybe it's about not judging and labeling.
Right. Yeah.
A failure.
Yeah, I like that.
Let's chop the hook.
Beautiful. Okay, you know what, since we're going there already, let's just dig it even deeper. What makes this important? Not just a really nice thing, oh yeah, hey, let's celebrate, hooray! But really, like, what makes this so critical and important?
To me, it seems like the catalyst for growth. It seems like that stepping stool for growth, or catapult, really.
Yeah.
Then can you go back to the definition where it begins with, and it says it's fully honoring what we've experienced.
Yeah.
And then not judging it. Can you go back and talk about that?
But this is, by the way, yes, I can. And I find this so fascinating. No judgment. There's actually, I guess there's celebration. I find it so fascinating that we keep going back to this definition and really looking at it and finding such great value. I love it. Let's see. Okay, now
fully honoring.
Fully honoring.
It says it's not cheering.
Right. It's fully
like
honoring
the
wherever the client currently experiences themselves in life.
Yes, which includes
yeah.
the past and the future and the present and everything without judging. Honoring.
Yeah. Beautiful.
How do you do that? Because often a client will come to you like, oh, my life is a mess and everything's horrible. And blah, blah, blah. I mean, they come like in the dredges of what they think.
No.
And they're coming because they've like, they feel like they've totally messed up, you know, they've got something that they don't like, and da 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 da. And here we're talking about picking them, meeting them where they are, and fully honoring that experience. When they're coming to you in a very negative place, they're looking for how do I get change my frame of mind to get out of this mess, and how do we fully honor them even when they feel like they've come and they've been a total failure, or something's not right, or whatever.
It's Jamie. I think we need to honor even that feeling.
Yeah.
So you feel that way. So let's talk to that part of you, right? So really bring it out, and it's up to the coach, I think, to honor wherever the client is. And even if the client is in a negative frame, to honor that frame.
Yeah. You know, what a fascinating concept. Like, even if the client is negative or bummed out or depressed or angry or hurt or fearful, that we actually celebrate that, their humanness, their qualities.
I think it's the compassion you feel, the empathy and compassion you feel for the client. Totally,
yeah.
Being with them and being okay wherever they are, it's okay. And that's non-judgment as well. It comes back to that.
It's beautiful. Yeah, and again, it just strikes me that it's so much deeper and richer than how we normally see celebrating, which is more of, why, here's something to celebrate. Accomplishment, achievement, you did your homework, hey, good for you. And this really just opens it up that there, every single moment of our coaching is overflowing with a possibility to celebrate, an opportunity.
You know, I have kind of an example that it just occurred to me. It's the two alternatives, and it's in my own personal life, so I can share it. It was like night and day. I went to a mentor that I have, and she was in a bad space herself that day, and she was kind of wanting to kind of control where I was going with my process, and this is a spiritual director, so it's a little bit different, but it's very similar to coaching, just about a different subject matter anyway. But it was kind of through an avenue of there was judgment, and it was just a negative space, and I felt very restricted and very I couldn't explore freely what I needed to. And I didn't feel appreciated, loved, any of that stuff. And then in contrast, I took the same issue to a different person that's more along, just was in a better place and whatever. And they allowed me to be where I was at, even though it wasn't pretty. It wasn't fancy, you know, it was yucky. It didn't feel good. But that just allowing me to be, just and honoring that space and honoring where I was at, exactly kind of what y'all are talking about, I would view that as celebrating the failure piece. Even, you know, it would be a failure of having good feelings or whatever. Just in that space, it allowed me the freedom to explore and then come out of it instead of feeling restricted and judged and like I needed to fix or control or change where I was at. And that, to me, is what I'm really hearing, is like that's when we allow others that freedom, you know, and honor, even if they're not in a good space or whatever, it can do beautiful things, I think. So I just wanted to share that example because it's like really, really there.
Beautiful. Wow. Thank you. Yeah, a great example, and I love that question. What else? Just really digging into this so richly and beautifully. What else makes this so important that we celebrate every moment we can with our clients?
Celebration seems to mean something about not about that the situation is actually perfect. We may judge it, good or bad, one way or the other, but if you come to the moment where you realize that everything is actually perfect, even though we judge it, I mean, if two different people can look at the same situation, one can say, that's great, and the other one can say, that's terrible.
Yep.
And so when you see that every situation is perfect as it is, every moment is perfect as it is, brings its own whatever it is and honor it, it totally changes the feelings that we have. It releases us from that judging, pushing down negative vibration. When you see a situation like, let me look at it from a different perspective, like a reframing, then all of a sudden you see something, you're looking at the very same thing, and all of a sudden you feel totally different about it. And
yeah,
you've just changed your vibration.
Yeah, I love that you bring that up, and it reminds me that there's another skill that we tackle. It's later in the series, but it's another component of our coaching called recognizing the perfection in everything. And it actually comes from Thomas Leonard's 15 proficiencies of coaching. And it's recognizing the perfection in everything. I mean, this
oh, my gosh, it's raising the hair on my arms.
Oh,
like,
yeah. And it's
just like, cool.
I discovered that. It totally kicked, very much exactly how you're describing, was to really, like, not try to make perfection and not try to, you know, gloss it over and try to force perfection, but just to simply allow and see it can't be anything else in this moment than how it is, and to actually embrace that perfectness. It may not be perfect for our needs or designs or desires, but it's perfect in its own sense, and to open up and allow that to be there. And I love that celebrating is such a powerful gateway for that. Thank you.
It's kind of like, this is Deborah, it's kind of like you go specific to go general, to go specific again. as you're general at the same time, and I'll explain.
Okay.
I am going to celebrate where I'm at. So I'm paying attention to maybe the celebration, so it's more specific. So then you say, okay, well then, you know, life in general can come from this place, this really good place where you're not in judgmental. And then specifically, they can then... I don't know where I'm going here, but you connect. Yeah, I can see it. I just can't put the words on it. It's like it's the specificness of being in the challenge. It's a thing that I'm challenging, but it's really not the thing that I'm either being challenged about or being celebrating about. It's more coming from the core. And if I can come from the core, then I'm not really looking at the specific, I'm looking at the general. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Do you want to jump in?
Yeah. I'm trying to connect the two where we're not looking at something specific, we're actually looking at who we are as human beings.
Yeah.
That would be more general, but it's really not general because it's very specific at where it comes from. It comes from such an inner part of our being that it is a specific part of us or a place of us that we need to go. So instead of paying attention to the celebration specifically, we then go to our core and then we can celebrate it as a whole.
Hmm. Beautiful.
I know, it's a kind of odd thing, but I was trying to put words to it, and hopefully you guys kind of went along with me.
Where
on my
you?
Little train of nowhere.
Well, it seems like what you're saying is well, see, this is right. What you were trying to say. It seems like what you were saying was there is like a general attitude or awareness of celebration that is kind of the core attitude that we hold our whole life in. It's kind of like the basket that we put it in. And then there are specifics of things that, you know, that's going from the general, which is kind of this core attitude that supports us, that brings love and nurturing and that celebrating attitude of life and whatever's going on. And then, but the specific, we may like the specific thing, we may need to change it a little bit, a specific action or a certain situation that we may need to do something about. Is that kind of what you're talking about?
Right, and the specifics of what we're celebrating, we may celebrate buying a new car, you know, when we have wanted a new car for a long time. That would be a specific. But you know, as coaches, we really don't hang there. We go back to, you know, the celebration of life in as ourselves, rather than looking at something specific.
What I also hear is sort of the dance between sort of wide, it's all perspectives also. It's that, you know, as you said, the specific and focus as opposed to general. And it's interesting, you bring up the angle about the car. If we were more about doom and gloom, we could say, wow, great job. You just put yourself into, you know, debt and you're going to be making payments for the next, you know, 5 years. And, you know, well, good luck. I guess your insurance rates are going to, you know, skyrocket now because you have this brand new car. And, well, fantastic. Now, you know, you're going to have to deal with all the repairs and you're going to have to be petrified that somebody's going to scratch and dent it and decrease the value. And, you know,
you're coming in at what?
You drive the car up a lot, you've already lost one third of the value anyway. So it's a bad investment. I mean, it's an easy place to go, isn't it? And yet, what I hear is like, okay, there's all that, but they're all true. What's the truth that we want to give energy and attention to?
Right.
Exactly.
And it goes back to what we brought up before.
And each time that we look at life that way, it's just so much better for the core at where we come from. And eventually, when we quit being so specific about certain things, even though we do celebrate it, when we're not so specific and then we kind of globalize it in our humanness, then I think that's a much better shift.
All right.
Coming from there rather than coming from looking at things in order to celebrate.
So now I got to find out.
This is interesting.
Oh, okay.
I kind of wanted to share something on what she was just saying. I'm wondering how it might be connected. So I'm kind of talking through it a little bit, but someone was just teaching me more to see if I can. I'm like the other person. I have to try to put my picture brain into words.
Celebrate the mess.
Yes, yes. So they were teaching me rather than focusing on the details of the situation. Because we can really get lost in the details, and then that tends to be where the dysfunctionality comes out, where we want to, like, blame, recruit, or you know, or take on too much responsibility, take on blame, or whatever, this kind of thing. And instead, to focus on what do I feel about it, what do I think about it, what is my experience in that whole thing, and okay, let's set the details aside for a minute, and bring it back to my experience within it, my life within it. And then to me, it seems like you could take that more, and in the areas that I'm looking at, I can take that more and like what was said and generalize that out, because then the details are not so, you know, kind of like, they become principles. What you learn becomes a principle or a theory rather than this is how you handle this one situation step by step or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it helps me to reframe it, and I know it helps other people that I work with to do the same. But I just really liked how they said it. Let's not focus on the details so much. Let's focus on your experience of it. And for whatever reason, that wording worked for me. So I don't know if that's kind of different.
Yeah, well, what reminds me is like the devil's in the details, and we get bogged in the details, and we get hooked on the details, and we start trying to rework the details, or, well, I was going to do 10 calls, but I only did 9, therefore I'm a loser. You know, it's like, wait a minute, let's get out of the
details.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, and in my situation, it can even pertain to my health, a health issue. You know, so or coaching or marketing. I mean, it can be all over, and yeah, it's a great example too.
It's beautiful, and we could continue this topic even further, but I, or this angle. But I'm so curious because this is so rich. Celebrating not just, hooray, wonderful, you did an incredible thing, you got a raise, you got an MCC, hooray. Yeah, those are celebrating things and milestone events and all that stuff, but there's the everyday, this moment, celebrating, even celebrating the who they're being and all that rich stuff. It's so powerful. And yet, what gets in our way? What stops us from truly celebrating our clients?
Judging.
Yeah.
That's scary.
What kind of judging?
Sorry, jumped out. I mean, if that judging if something is good or bad, that labeling that we put on things, it's just, instead of recognizing the journey is beautiful, whatever it is, and not judging, you know, because they come to us judging things, and then we can go, yes, we want to go where the client is, and you've got to honor where they are, and I'm sorry, I'm just thinking out loud here, but
go for it.
In a way, we gently, you can't get too far ahead of your client, you've got to go where the client is, but in a way, to help them, the judging, to me, labeling of a situation is, seems like to be the barrier to, you know, really just living that celebration of life, the celebration of journey, as opposed to the specific events. And I forget what your question was. I'm sorry, my brain just
what,
got
that's
out.
Okay. I'm going to, instead of judging you and this horrible response that you're given that's completely off track, we're going to celebrate it because actually it's so beautiful. But it's a good point. But what gets in our way? What stops us from... That's the other thing, by the way, unintentional, was that we kind of get caught up in sort of a distraction or a tangent, or we get pulled in a different direction, and we suddenly lose sight of the celebration.
I think that was the details, that exactly, if I focus too much on the details, I get lost, exactly like what you just said.
Yeah.
Is it fear? Are we afraid?
Probably, because, like, that happens. We get fear pops up. What fears? Let's identify what fears hijack and totally block out our celebration.
That it wasn't good enough? That it doesn't make somebody else happy? All that stuff that we've been taught since we were little kids about what our life is supposed to look like, or how we're supposed to interact with other people and be like that instead of who we are?
Yeah.
That we'll have to manifest the same thing 5 million more times if just because we did it once.
Oh, yeah.
Jen,
it's Catherine. I think we hesitate to celebrate our clients as we may hesitate to celebrate ourselves. And I think it can, in some cases, go way back to how we were raised and the fact that bragging or calling attention to oneself is out of order.
Yeah.
Arrogance, yes. I was going to say that. If we were told it was arrogance. Oh, you shouldn't be so arrogant.
Yeah. So I do a lot of asking my clients to brag about themselves, and they bristle terribly. And at the same time, if we don't know how to articulate what is a celebration of success for ourselves, we lose so much.
Right.
And I think the work is on the part of the coach and the coachee, I think.
You know, it's funny, out of all the responses, that one actually started to break my heart a little bit.
Yeah.
Just like, wow, and so right, you know, and in that we cut off celebrating ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
How on earth can we possibly, how could our celebrations be valid and honest and accepted and believed if we can't even be honest and celebrate ourselves?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have a question to pose. So if you were to model this to your clients, right, and you're to model, it's this strange paradox that I'm finding, like, I can feel the resistance within myself. If we were to model this, right, and so say you're calling me for a coaching call, and as you call in, I'm excited because I got something to work with my website that I've been working on. So there's this illusion that we were supposed to already know all of this. You know, we're supposed to be the
the pros, the professionals, you know, we're never, so we don't say anything, or we could choose to model that to our client and say, I am just so excited because, and I need to celebrate myself that I just got this, whatever it is, you know, up and running with my website, or so, I'm just making that up, you know, and as the call comes in or something like that, but I find that I don't know the word I'm looking for, but what are your thoughts or feedback? I'm curious.
I'm not sure.
It's like we're taught one thing, but then, like even with the celebrating I don't know how to word it. I'll come back in when I think of how to word it.
I think what I'm getting is that we're actually taught sort of conflicting ideas about celebrating.
Yes, like we're already supposed to know everything as the professional in this deal, you know, and so we don't, and so it seems to give off this kind of, you know, the student, the client, must be on the best behavior or whatever.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I notice around certain other people, that's kind of the illusion. And like even in the medical field, which is where I used to work, you know, certain doctors were the ones who, you know, the experts. And granted, they were experts about some things, but there was a heck of a lot they really weren't. And really, the truth is we're all humans. I know a heck of a lot about X, Y, and Z. They know a lot about X, Y, and Z. And it'd be great if we could just all be on the equal playing field and celebrate both rather than, like, this competition type thing.
Well,
so maybe that's the word I'm looking for, competition.
Kind
of squelches celebration.
You're right. It's competition. It probably goes back to that, in fact, I'm sure it goes back to that survival need. You know, if I win, then I eat. I survive. I get the thing. And so it becomes more about the achievement and accomplishment of the goal. And if I win, then I get it. And I have to be right. And I have to be excellent about everything. And it's about putting up this shell of incredibleness to cover up and protect all the faults and frailties and everything of our humanness. And yet, going back to what we've uncovered was, yeah, great, fantastic, you got this, you got that, big whoop. That achievement lasts only as long as it does.
Exactly.
What's more important is you are right now. You know, I spent years and years as an actor, and I realized the applause that we get lasts as long as the final clap.
Yeah.
And that's it. And then we're off to some other show or some other thing, and the raise lasts as long as it takes to sign that check. And then now we're off on the other end, and the compliment lasts as long as there's breath to give that phrase. You know, it we can hold on to it for a while, but yet we go off to something else that I'm not, and I can't, and I need, and I should, and I blah. And yet there's something so rich about celebrating great accomplishments, mediocre accomplishments, even non-accomplishments. And what comes to mind is the thing that gets in the way is that our clients don't see the celebration in the mundane, everyday stuff.
You know, I just really felt the term internal celebration, helping the clients find their internal celebration, really is popping out at me when you're talking about that.
Yeah.
If somebody's on speaker and it creates feedback, if they could turn off their speaker.
Yeah. Because I'm suddenly flashing back to coaches who or clients whom I've said, wow, that's, you know, okay, so I want to celebrate this thing about you, and they go, what? Oh, I've always been able to do that. Oh, that's not a big deal.
I think that also raises the cultural differences and biases. I mean, for some individuals, the art of celebration or acknowledging or bragging or giving themselves credit is very much contradictory to maybe their cultural beliefs, how they were raised. And so what gets in the way is that the coach doesn't recognize it or take it into account or frame it in a way that allows that individual, whatever their cultural experience is, to assume some risk of seeing things differently or shifting behavior or allowing themselves, you know, small steps at a time.
Yeah.
This is Deborah. I've been watching I've got 5-year-old twins, and before they went to school, their mom was, every little thing they were praising. Yay, you did this. Yay, you picked up your shoes. Yay, you. And then now I'm watching as the school is going on, they're being, you know, the cheering and for even the littlest tiny thing is being, did you do this right? Did you not do this? We need to settle down. You know, so I think there's that giant shift that happens there.
Well, you know, we don't want to just raise a bunch of little sissies, and you get pampered and you get praised for every little thing that you do. So what? You tied your shoes. I tie my shoes 3 times a day. I've done it for my entire life. It's no big deal.
You know what? Actually, it is. There are people who cannot tie their shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's worth celebrating. Not celebrating that they can't, but celebrating that we can and that we are able to do this. You know, it is so easy to just dismiss it. And I love this because there is something about celebrating that you tied your shoes or that you made a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Hooray!
What I love is I've got it. This is Deborah again. What I've got is I've got a gratitude journal, you know, how we all kind of sometimes do it and sometimes don't. And I have my dates on there and whatever, and I think the thing that gives me the most joy is going back and reading what I felt was something of gratitude, you know. At first it started, I said, okay, I'm going to give myself 50 things that I am gratitude with. At least I'll have this book that has nothing in it, and I'll just start with something. And then, but the more I challenged myself to do, you know, 25 a day or 15 a day or something, I watched myself get into the being a gratitude of my deeper gratitude, my tinier things.
Mm.
And when I watched myself do that, then I was able to get into that core that I was talking about earlier, where most everything is joyous. Most everything is in a place of gratitude, and it wasn't the list. It wasn't what it was. It was a shift in the space at which I operate on a daily basis changed because of it.
Love it.
Your perspective shifted.
Yeah.
It
was more than the perspective. It was more than a thinking thing. It was I'm coming from here. I'm moving in this arena that is of gratitude, a lifestyle,
like your core. Yes, it was your like ongoing. And isn't that what we're wishing what we're moving toward for ourselves, and we're hoping our clients the same way? So it's not so much about specifics. Aren't we trying to have an impact on the basic, like there, you are having a basic impact on your assumptions and your general attitude 24/7 about you're just coming from that space. And isn't that in coaching what we're really about? And then that has an impact then, of course, and it rolls over into the specifics.
And when I coach in that space, that's when it's phenomenal.
Well, it really is. It keeps going back to, you know, you can't change the events or the details of the past, but you can shift your interpretation of it, your perspective, and how you think and feel about something.
Mm-hmm.
And being present to that helps you then create your future. I'm reminded of one of my favorite children's stories, since you brought up about the kids, of Charlotte's Web and Wilbur the pig. And he's this young, little, naive pig into the farm, and every time he meets somebody, you know,
so what's your name?
Oh, my name's Templeton.
Wow, that's a great name. What's your name?
Well, I'm Charlotte, you know, the fighter.
Wow, that's a great name. He's just happy about everything. He's just celebrating everything that's there. It's such a beautiful perspective.
So, and I'm looking at the clock. My goodness, we have ripped through this call so fast, and we need a password, gang. So let's stew our heads together quickly and come up with some kind of a password that's going to properly really represent the richness and the depth and the beauty and the celebration of this conversation.
How about Wilbur?
How about Wilbur? Okay.
It's not as long as the one we did a couple of weeks ago.
That's
holy smokes. That's a good one.
Any other suggestions, or do we stick with Wilbur?
Yeah, that's good.
All right.
We'll stick
with Wilbur. I love it. And I'll play with that a little bit, because Wilbur begins with will. And you have to be willing to do this. You have to be willing to see the celebration that is here in this moment.
It pays off. It really
you could actually
off.
Really go with that, because you could say willing or willing. If you take the last part of the letters, you know, will to be you, or willing to be yourself, or
wow.
Something along those lines.
Willing. That's
beautiful.
You are yourself. Wow. That's brilliant.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Oh, and just the little pig. See, everybody's so skeptical and judgmental about the little pig.
I know. Yeah. That's some pig. Okay, so great. So I got one more quick question, but visit CoachingSkillsForum.com to get your credits. Make sure you include today's date, which is December 14th, 2014, the topic celebration. And the password is, gang,
Wilbur.
Wilbur.
Okay, last question.
Right?
Really, pardon?
CoachingSkills.com.
CoachingSkillsForum.com.
And we'll get a. Can we have the recording of this? Because there was a lot of really good stuff that
yeah.
I'd like
actually,
to re-listen
I'll post,
to.
I'll post the recording. The recording is, if you're purchasing a credit, the recording will be in the signature, and it will be up on the website later on today. So you can go to Coaching Skills Forum, and then you'll see all the calls there, including this new one.
So if we don't need a credit at this moment, then if we don't need a credit at this moment, then what are the options?
Celebrate?
Because I don't. I mean, we can still get a copy of the recording, even though we don't need it for CEUs.
Oh, no, yeah, the recordings are available for anybody. So the
recordings
are free, the recordings are free. Pass them along to your friends, you know, send a, hey, I was on this call, this was amazing, listen to this, just shut up and listen, you know, or whatever, and just download it, save it on your computer, listen to it every day or every week, and remind you about celebrating.
How much has that credit?
All that information is on the website, so we can go into that. We're actually out of time.
Well, Ben, I do have a question, and this is Terry. You know, I want to sign up for the 150, so if I go to that spot and I put in $150 because I want to do the six-month thing,
right.
Then do I still need to put in the Wilbur password?
Well, that's
how do I do
to
that?
Request a specific credit, yeah.
Yeah, well...
You wouldn't do that for the six-month purchase, but then you would send me an email saying, hey, I need my credit, here's my password, here's the thing, and you would do that for any of them. All these logistics questions, they're on CoachingSkillsForum.com. You can check it out there. Hopefully I've answered everything. But we have to celebrate the fact that we have created such a rich conversation that time has shot by. It's so packed. I'm so excited with this call and this group. I thank you all for your participation. This call, I was lying in bed last night wondering, like, well, I wonder what we're going to talk about. I wonder where this direction is going to go. And I could never have predicted even the first 5 minutes of this call. So thank you all so much. And I do certainly remind all of you, we talk every second Tuesday morning, which is today, and every fourth Wednesday afternoon, which means that our next call will be on Wednesday, October 22nd, which is actually next week because of how the month fell. So we'll see you all next week, and our topic will be challenging.
What time will it be?
That will be at 2 o'clock Central Time, so wherever you are, you can figure that out. And if you go to CoachingSkillsForum.com, there's also, I think there's a time zone converter. It's all there. You can check it out. My hope is to make it as easy as possible. Thank you all so much. Can't wait to see what happens in next week when we explore the world of challenging. And it should be just as incredible and exciting and worth celebrating as today's call. And also, to go out there and today, tomorrow, all this week, find as many opportunities to celebrate that you can with your clients and with yourself. As was so beautifully brought up, how can you truly celebrate other people if you can't celebrate yourself? So thank you all so much. And we will see you all in a week.
Thank you, Ben.
Bye-bye, gang.
Thank you, Ben.
Bye.